Vermont state officials have been working since 2012 to roll out a law designed to reduce the amount of recyclable materials that end up in landfills. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, a key part of the law takes effect on July 1st.
Speaking from a podium made from repurposed hardcover books, Natural Resources Secretary Deb Markowitz announced the next change required by Act 148, which was signed into law in 2012.
Wherever you right now can throw away trash, you have to have the same opportunity to recycle.
The change goes into effect July 1st, and Markowitz says she hopes it will improve Vermont's recycling numbers. Despite the state's reputation of environmentalism, she says there's room for improvement in the percentage of recyclable materials that are actually recycled.
One of the things we found is that recycling stagnated. Stagnated really since the 90s at about 35% across the board.
The goal of the new mandate is to make it easier for Vermonters to recycle. But there aren't any enforcement mechanisms built into the law, and there's not a lot the state can do to help cities and towns comply.
There was a decision made by the legislature not to add a separate funding stream. We already have money available for technical assistance and for some limited support, but this is something that we gave communities time to plan for.
Statistics from a 2012 waste composition study by the Agency of Natural Resources show that more than 50% of what Vermonters send to landfills could be recycled or composted. Markowitz said she hopes the renewed efforts with recycling will bring that amount down. She said the goal of the law is to bring up the percentage of recyclable materials that actually end up being recycled. She hopes to see that number rise above 50%, and state policies have helped. Officials said returnable bottles and cans have a recycling rate above 80%. And the amount of trash going to the landfill is a concern.
For those of you who focus and follow this kind of maybe not so sexy issue of waste, you might know that we have only one landfill right now. It's way up in the Northeast Kingdom. It's got plenty of space in it, but if we keep just throwing everything away, it's going to fill pretty quickly. And that's expensive. It's an expensive way to manage things.
Whether the new efforts pay off remains to be seen, but officials hope the next waste composition study in a couple of years will show progress. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.